We bring in John Shea, who writes for the Chronicle at John Shea Hay on Twitter. And John, nice to have you at the ballpark last night. It was a very quick game. And what do you think of Ty Block and how he fits into this whole picture for 2017?
No, that's a great question. Let me ask you something. If Bumgarner's healthy today and he comes back and pitches tomorrow, who do you take out of the rotation? Certainly not Ty Block.
No, I would think, it just depends who's doing what. But at this point, I would say probably Matt Cain becomes the most vulnerable simply because he's at the end of the rotation. But he's pitched great at home, and the road he's struggled more. But, you know, that is a good question. Henry Schulman posed that last night. If Bumgarner doesn't get hurt, Ty Block's still in the bullpen. How about that?
That's true, yeah. And he made quite an adjustment to the rotation. Well, maybe Matt Moore. Maybe they came across an arm ailment that could sit a guy for a couple of weeks. But anyway, yeah, Block, tremendous. The great thing about him is, well, his durability, his depth. He goes 7-plus innings, it seems, every start. He's gone 7 starts, and he's gone 7-plus 5 times. He's given up 3 or fewer runs 6 times. He's only had 1 bad outing. And every time he goes out there, they have a chance to win the game. And last night was a little different because they scored early, and it was rare early momentum, especially with a couple home runs, which also are rare. And the great thing about him, talking to the Giants infielders especially, is how quickly he works. He gets the ball and throws. He doesn't mess around and look around the audience and look at the ball and brush off his cleats. He gets it and throws it, and that makes a big difference for infielders. You saw how crisp the infield was last night with the double plays and the nice pick by Hill at third and, you know, some nice running catches, including by Span. So the defense is always into games when the pitcher is quick and throwing strikes. And that was the case last night. It was fun to watch. And, you know, Bochy commented afterward about how good overall he is as a ball player, not just pitching, but defending his position, knowing how to put down a bunt. Obviously, he can hit a little bit. He got his fourth and fifth career hit last night, and the first three were against Kershaw. And the next two came last night. So the guy knows what he's doing in the box, too.
Yeah, big plus. And, you know, he hasn't gone around the league a couple of times yet. And, John, you're a student of the game, and you know the history of baseball. You know, sometimes a pitcher, he's only had like 9 or 10 big league starts in his whole career. He's probably still under 20 appearances. But you got to go around the league a couple of times because he doesn't strike a lot of people out. So there are going to be some tough times for him. But the fact of the matter is that he has location. And, John, you go back to Kirk Reeder. Tell me, people compare him to Kirk Reeder. Do you see that at all?
Maybe he throws a little harder than Reeder. Reeder did work quickly. That was one of his strengths. But, you know, Reeder didn't always go 7-8 innings. You know, Dusty Baker he sometimes really had to get his bullpen up in a hurry because when he lost it, he kind of lost it quickly. But again, a guy who was in the rotation every fifth day, a quick worker, those I think are the similarities. You know, with Block, you're right. He doesn't always rely on his fastball. But last night, his breaking ball wasn't at its best, so he relied more on his changeup. And Nick Hundley called it a lot and really, you know, upset the timing of the hitters. And he located his fastball well. And when you can do that, you know, you look at Glavine and all these great lefties who didn't, you know, throw particularly hard. It you know, sometimes it doesn't matter how many times the league faces you if you can locate that well and keep it down and hit your spots, because you know, a good pitcher could always beat a good hitter. I'm throwing out all the cliches here, but the bottom line is,
you're right,
he does enough to win. He's fun to watch too, with the, you know, he pulls up his you know, socks high, and he runs on and off the field, and you know, he's it's like a little kid playing Little League. It looks like he really enjoys himself. And, you know, another reason he's fun to watch as a fan.
Oh, very well said. I agree. He's the first one on the field. Isn't that funny? He's the pitcher's usually the last one on the field, you know, to kind of walk out. This guy's the first one waiting for everybody else.
Yeah, and I mean it's that inning where they bunched four or five hits.
Yeah.
All with two outs, belt open with the home run, and then a couple of strikeouts. And then they put the next two guys on, and now the pitcher is up. Say, well, okay, too bad. End of inning. Well, they ended up, instead of getting one run, they got three runs because Block got a hit, and then Span got a double, and suddenly it's a crooked-numbered inning. And they got two of them in the first four innings, two runs in the second, three in the fourth. And that's just not something people around these parts are used to, getting runs early, especially with the long ball.
No, they get their four runs or more, and good things happen because the pitching has come around. I want to mention one thing and get your reaction to this, and you brought it up about Nick Hundley, and that Block complimented him, and or maybe Bochy did or whatever. Kane did the same thing the other day about Nick Hundley catching him, that he felt that he moved the ball around. Nick Hundley may be a student of catching, maybe not the greatest throw in the world, but maybe a student of catching. Maybe a little different approach than Posey. Do you see a little difference between the two of them? Maybe pitchers are starting to compliment Nick Hundley on how he calls a game.
Yeah, you're right. It's strange because when he was signed, the question the scouts and people who knew of him was, what about his defense? And the answer was, well, he knows the division well. I said, well, yeah, what about his defense? Well, he's a pretty good hitter. But what about his defense? Well, he's got some pop. And so we were thinking, well, this is going to be rough. But he's a pretty good game caller, right? If pitchers are commending him, and Block certainly did last night. Now, on the other hand, he hit his first home run, and I think they were expecting a little bit more power out of him. But it was a real nice overall game, and it was a bounce-back game for him because maybe he didn't hit particularly well the previous game. Remember, the first game of the homestand, Buster Posey was at first base, so Hundley caught consecutive games, and that's kind of rare. And, the comfort level, including at the plate, did him well. And he addressed that last night because it was not, if you go 0-for and you sit out a few, it kind of wears on you. But if you go 0-for and then next night get three hits, well, that 0-for is forgotten.
Yeah, very good. I'm starting to look and watch him catching and how he calls a game. So I think maybe that's coming into being. John Shea with us. John has written a great column today, as he always does on Sunday in the Chronicle. And, John, you listed some of the pitchers who could be moving as trade targets. Now, Garrett Cole, Jose Quintana, Chris Archer, Jason Vargas, Marco Estrada. You didn't name the guy from today, Johnny Cueto. Isn't he a name that people are out there?
Yeah, and it's, that's just five guys. You could throw in some others, and people have mentioned Zach Greinke, of all people, which I highly doubt. Not only because of the contract, but the Diamondbacks are actually pretty good, right?
Very good.
But with Cueto, it's weird because he pitches today. It isn't a repeat season so far from last year. He's dealing with the blisters and all. But he's given up home runs. He's given up 11 home runs this year. And last year he gave up 15 in the whole season. And also what's weird is of those 11 he's given up this year, 10 have been on the road. It's only one at home. So he keeps it in the yard at home, which a lot of pitchers are able to do, but it's just not getting it done on the road. And what will his value be? Will it be as high as it would have been July of last year? Well, no, certainly not. And he's got the opt-out. He's got the long-term deal, but he could opt out after this season. But if he continues down this path, you would think he wouldn't opt out because these aren't the greatest numbers posted yet. But knowing him, you figure he's gonna get back to his seven innings, two runs, which he seemed to do an awful lot last year. But it's kind of been a struggle with him, and I think it's because of what he's got on his fingers, and sometimes he does great inning after inning, and then just kind of hangs a pitch or throws a meatball down the plate, and somebody goes off on it, but it is kind of predicted by me and others, maybe scouts, that he's going to be very good because he's always been good. That's his track record. And whether the Giants deal him or not, obviously that probably will be their number one chip if they do decide to try to find a young left fielder, try to find a young center fielder, somebody who will be around. Because remember, Hunter Pence, Denard Span, the end of their contract is at the end of next season. So this outfield needs a lot of work. And maybe Cueto would deliver. But, you know, the Giants aren't haven't been a team that gives up big-time players other than Matt Duffy, who wasn't really, you know, experienced long-term like a Cueto, like these other guys in the Giants lineup are, that most of whom are signed long-term. So it's going to be tough to move a player of that caliber, if only because the Giants always believe they're going to bounce back and get in this thing.
Yeah, this is going to be something to watch. This is going to be a story to watch over the next couple of months. It's big bucks here, and they've got to free some money up to redo this outfield, and I don't know if it's all going to come from the minor leagues, and they may have to go out and do something. But, yeah, I think it was a good column you wrote, and it made me think about Cueto when I saw the list. Hey, John, thanks for coming on this morning. It was great seeing you. I know Henry's back today, and look forward to catching up with you at the park again. Thank you.
Definitely, Marty. Good talking to you.
All right. That is John Shea of the Chronicle. Boy, nice to have him on this Sunday morning.